So on with the show, and the big news this week is obviously the Higgs boson, in that we know it actually exists, which actually makes the Higgs even more verifiable and real than, say, George Osborne's competence. To find out the latest on the Higgs, Kash Farouk has been speaking to actual LHC Atlas Experiment physicist John Butterworth. I predict this interview will be interesting within 5 sigma levels of probability, whatever that means.
Hi, John. Can you start by summarising the latest results from the experiment you work on, ATLAS? What's new? What's different?
Sure. So we've been taking data this year, slightly higher energy than last year, and we've analysed now more than twice as much data as we had last year. And we've been obviously looking for signs of the Higgs boson in that data. There are many ways the Higgs boson can show up. It decays very quickly, and it decays to a variety of things. And we've looked only in two channels for the new data. So we looked for it in Higgs to two photons or Higgs to four leptons. And so two electrons and two muons or that kind of thing. And they're the ones that have got really, they give you the best measurement of its mass if it's there. So we added those results to the results we had before, and we evaluated the significance of what we were seeing. If you remember, in December, we had a sort of hint at the kind of nearly 3 sigma level that there was something there. And yeah, it popped up to 5 sigma, which is the threshold for declaring a discovery. It's a little bit of an arbitrary threshold, but it's clearly that something there. Yeah, so we've discovered something. We don't quite know what it is yet. It looks like the Higgs as far as we can tell. It's certainly a boson. It's certainly neutral charge, which is what the Higgs should have. But there are various, some of the other decay modes really have to be measured, and we have to measure its properties now. But we've moved from searching now to studying and measuring. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and the CMS experiment found the same thing, really.
Yeah, in fact, they've in some ways done better than us in that they've covered more of the possible decay modes as well. They had really beautiful results. And yeah, we found out today, really, for the first time, that what they're seeing and what we're seeing look very much the same. So you've got two independent experiments, both of them basically giving you 5 sigma now, which is, you know, there's no doubt, beyond all reasonable doubt.
You've written recently about not wanting to hear any of the rumours flying around about the CMS results. Your recent Guardian blog post was titled, "Higgs Rumours, Fun for You, Dangerous for Me." Can you briefly explain what you meant by that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a reason that we don't gossip, or we try not to gossip across the experiments, because it's so easy to fool yourself. If you think you're right, you stop checking the results carefully. If you think you're wrong, you check it really carefully. And even being as honest as you can, it's still easy to fool yourself. So the best way of not fooling yourself by any bias is just not to listen to anything, but just look at your own data. In fact, we even try to blind ourselves as far as possible to our own data. We try and optimize the analysis without looking at the actual bit of data we're going to use it on. Again, to try and stop us subconsciously biasing ourselves, because if you think you know what you're looking for, human beings are very clever at kidding themselves, and you end up only seeing what you're expected to see if you're not careful. And that kind of undermines the whole point of the experiment. I mean, in the end, what we're seeing is so clear that that probably wasn't a danger, but if it was going to be on the margins of statistics, you would want to be very sure about that.
So can you now say that the Higgs boson exists, or not quite?
I think you can practically say a Higgs exists. As I say, I think we've definitely got something new. There's no, there's no caveats in that. I think there's a new boson there. Whether it's the standard model Higgs boson, we have to do more work. We need more data. It's not just, it's not a matter of statistics. There's some of its properties we haven't even measured at all yet, and we need to study it. But we can say for sure there's something there, and it looks very much like the Higgs boson. As an experimentalist, actually, it's the for sure there's a new thing we found. It's the exciting bit anyway. I mean, it's interesting now to see what it really is. Actually, I think we'd all rather like it if it wasn't quite exactly the standard model Higgs boson. It was something similar, but with a bit of extra new stuff in there that no one expected. But the main thing is there's something fundamentally qualitatively new in the data, and this is just fantastic.
So apart from collecting new data, what else is going to happen next?
So we carry on, we'll carry on till towards the end of the year collecting data at the same beam energy and obviously analyse that. Then we shut down for 18 months to 2 years. So that we can upgrade some of the magnets and the connectors in the machine and stuff in the accelerator. And then we'll come back at closer to what its original design energy was, which was twice the energy we ran at last year. So 14 TeV is the design energy. At the moment, we're running at 8 TeV. So that will give a huge boost to these other channels, discovering the other decay channels. In particular, we ought to see the Higgs boson decay to tau leptons and to pairs of B quarks. And we're using those channels to search for it now, and also the guys at the Tevatron are using the Higgs to BB. But when we get more energy, those should become clearer, and more data, of course, but also at a higher energy. Those should become easier to pick out from the backgrounds as well. And when we start seeing those, or if we start seeing those, then that will be telling us that whatever we have found doesn't only give mass to the W and the Z, which is kind of where we're seeing it at the moment, but it also gives mass to the quarks and the leptons, which is, of course, what it's there for as well. So that's quite a big step, I think, to see see it in the decay modes where it goes to leptons and quarks as well.
Okay, assuming after the next batch of data, the signal's stronger and it's absolutely you've confirmed where it is.
Mm-hmm.
What next for the LHC? You're not going to just switch it off. What else is going to be done?
No, that's right. I mean, the thing with the LHC is it's given us there's this kind of energy threshold in nature, which is where the weak and electromagnetic forces unify, and it's the Higgs that's doing that because it's to do with the mass of the force carriers is why they unify. What we've really got with the LHC is we've got access to this qualitatively new area of physics, new region of physics, where the Higgs boson lives. And it's kind of like we've landed on the shore of this country with this machine, and we've seen now the first really completely new species, in this living in this country, which is this boson we've got, which might be the Higgs. We need to see if there's other stuff there. We need to see if the Higgs behaves the way it should do, whether the other particles we know of behave the way we think they will in the presence of the Higgs, and whether the Higgs is alone or whether there's other new stuff up there. I mean, the puzzle as to the origin of mass and the Higgs boson, it was the first thing on our to-do list, if you like, with the LHC, but there are plenty of open questions in particle physics which this machine now has a chance of addressing.
I heard Brian Cox talking about, this was predicted 50 years ago, and I saw Pete Higgs was in the audience. He was getting quite emotional.
I can imagine, right? I mean, it's amazing. Also, Tom Kibble was in London, who was one of the other theorists involved in the development of this whole thing, and it was really nice to be talking to these people who were involved in these ideas so early on, and so many people have worked so hard to actually, first of all, show that this was an idea worth testing and then to test it. It's just amazing.
Okay, well, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks a lot, Cash. Good to talk to you.